The U.S. Senate could vote next week on legislation to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Although still a major question mark, proponents have argued the chance of passage for this bill is better compared to a previous GOP health reform measure that failed at the end of July. If the bill gets out of the Senate, it would come to House members. Sixth District Congressman Andy Barr said Friday, following a Frankfurt event, he believes the chances of passage for the Republican legislation are better by the day.
The small businesses of central and eastern Kentucky constantly talk to me about the employer mandate and how it's preventing them from growing their businesses. That is a real concern to me. So the fact that the Graham-Cassidy bill repeals the employer mandate is great news for the small businesses in our community that want to hire more people. That's number one. The other thing that I like about it from a standpoint of quality health care is that it does adopt this federalism approach. It gives our governor in Kentucky, our General Assembly, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, much greater flexibility to provide the protections for our population, to provide the healthcare services that they need, and to customize healthcare to the unique healthcare needs of the Commonwealth. I think that's a much better approach than kind of a one-size-fits-all national mandate from Washington. We have a unhealthy population in many parts of Kentucky. We have higher rates of cancer, higher rates of diabetes. In Kentucky, we have an opioid addiction crisis in Kentucky. I like the fact that this bill would give Kentucky state officials the ability to focus, target, and enhance focus on those particular health care priorities.
The individuals with concerns talk about, and they have for a long time, about people losing their insurance, thousands of people losing their insurance. Is that the reality?
No. I mean, I think when you hear people say that, one thing that is driving that is that there's many people who, if they're absent government coercion, will not choose these Obamacare plans with high deductibles and don't really help them access health care. There's a difference between nominal coverage and actual access to health care. Access to a waiting line, access to a Medicaid card, access to a high deductible policy, say an $8,000 deductible policy when you're a family of four making a combined income of $55,000 a year, that's basically unusable insurance. What we want is more than just nominal coverage. We want people to access coverage that actually helps them and helps them access the doctors that they need, the plans that they need, and that are affordable and make sense to them. So I'm optimistic that if we give Frankfurt more authority, that I trust Frankfurt to make sure that more Kentuckians will have access to affordable quality health care.
One of the national reports I heard this week mentioned that if it passes the Senate, comes to the House, the House members have to take it as it is. Is that correct?
That's, as I understand it, if we want to use this particular reconciliation vehicle, that is correct. That we would have to take the Senate bill up using the current reconciliation vehicle. Of course, that doesn't limit, in general, the House of Representatives and our prerogatives to say, well, we don't want to use this reconciliation vehicle, but we want to continue to work in conference with the Senate on this bill. And technically, we could use a later reconciliation vehicle if we needed to do that. At this point, though, just on conference calls with my colleagues, there's a real interest among House members to take up Graham-Cassidy and use the current reconciliation vehicle, because we know that we know how hard it was for the Senate to get to this point, and we want to deliver on our promise to repeal and replace Obamacare with something that's better for our constituents.
Sixth District Representative Andy Barr spoke with WEKU's Stu Johnson on Friday about the Graham-Cassidy bill, the latest Republican effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act.